to Yeshiva University to see the Beit Midrash, and I came here tonight, and I'm walking together with your Rebbe, and we passed by a building that looks like a castle, and it just brought back memories because I went to school in a place in a yeshiva called Yeshiva Rabbeinu Moshe Soloveitchik, from kindergarten to fourth grade, and it was down the block from here, and it's long, you know, it closed down a long time ago. But it just brought back memories, and I feel really special to be here tonight. I really appreciate, and I thank you for inviting me to come. And we hear great things about you. You're a very, very special group of bachurim, and you should have hatzlacha in your learning and in everything that you do.
Amen.
You should have hatzlacha, v'zat Hashem. There's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbat and Daf Pechet Amud Aleph. Hahutz duki. There was a tzduki, a min, a pikores of the time, and he's walking by, he had the zechut to see Rava learning. Could you imagine, what would we give to see that picture of Rava, you know, Abaye and Rava learning. So the tzduki passes by and he sees Rava is sitting and he's engrossed in his limud, his me'ayen, and he doesn't even realize what's around him. Ve'yatva etzbata didei tutei kara'a. And he was sitting on top of his fingers, on top of his thumbs, and he was pressing against them while he was learning. Ve'kamayitzbeu, he was pressing them. Ve'kamav'an etzbatei dama, to the point where they began to bleed. And he didn't realize, he's just learning. So this tzduki passes by, and superficially, you can say that instead of being inspired, he had an opposite reaction, or you can say that he was inspired, but he didn't want to be inspired, so he worked against it with the following reaction. Amar le, he tells Rava, he screams at him, and he says, Ama pezizat, you hasty people. Hasty nation, dekadmitu pumaychu leudnaychu, that you put your mouth before your ears. Akati bepachzutaychi kaimitu, you're still in your hasty ways, you didn't change. What is he talking about? When is it that we put our mouth before our ears? Beresha ibai lechu lemishma, imatzitu kablitu. The ilolo kabritu. By Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to Am Yisrael, what were the two magical words that Am Yisrael said? Na'aseh ve'nishma. We will do, and then we will hear. So he says, what kind of a business is that? How wise is that? Are you crazy? First you have to, in any kind of business deal, first you have to hear and listen and study it, see if it works out for you, see if it fits, you know, your agenda, and then okay, and then if it works out for you, then you should accept it. Na'ase, we're going to do, and then venishma. How does that make sense? That's kadmitu pumaychu leudnaychu. You put your mouth before your ears, and I see that you guys are still the same way. You're still learning Torah like this. You're not even realizing what's going on. What kind of a thing is this? Rava apparently heard what he said. Amar lei anan de saginan bishlemuta, we who walk with a complete heart with Hashem, bishlemuta lev, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'tiv ban, it says regarding us, tumat yesharim tanchem, the piousness or the yashrut, the complete heart of the yesharim, of those who are straightforward, tanchem, will lead them down the good path. They will have a good direction in life. But people who walk with rishut, with wickedness, he didn't say atu, he didn't say you. But he said, but those people, the wickedness of the bogedim, of the rebellious ones, yeshadem, will throw them off course, will throw them off direction. So now, what does the fact that Rava was sitting and learning and oblivious to the fact that he has that his fingers are bleeding, what does that have to do with Naaseh v'Nishma? And what irked the tzduki so much? What bothered him so much? There's something that bothered him here. You know, Purim is a day where we're supposed to lose our minds, right? Is that right? Purim is a time where we're supposed to lose our minds. That's what it says, by the way. It's Rava who said that, the same Rava. Rava who said, Chayav inish levesume vepuraya ad delayada ben aru haman lebaruch Mordechai. That a person has to drink on Purim to the point where he doesn't know the difference between Aru Haman and Baruch Mordechai. How is that possible that there is a mitzvah to lose one's mind? Adeloyada. The whole idea of the Torah is to gain that. Mechonenu meitecha chuchma bina vadad. Limnot yamenu ken hoda venavi levav chuchma. Hashem, show us to count our days correctly. How do we count our days? V'navi levav chokhmah. So that we should bring into our heart chokhmah. Living means learning. Torah means bringing da'at. How is that possible that there is a mitzvah to lose our da'at? Adeloyada. And Rava, of all people, is telling us to lose our mind on the day of Purim. What's behind that? What's behind this idea? Today we read et haluchot harishonim asher shibarta. Take the luchot harishonim, the broken luchot that you broke. Asher shibarta. There's a famous statement from Chazal, Resh Lakish in Masechet Menachot, and Daf Tzadik Tet. He says, how is it that we know that bitula shel Torah zuhi kiyuma, or zuhi yesoda, it says. How do we know that sometimes to be mevatel Torah, to nullify or to cancel or to put on hold Torah, bitula, zuhi kiyuma, that's sometimes a necessary way to bring support to the Torah, to be mekayem the Torah. How do we know that? Because it says, Aluchot HaRishonim, Asher Shibarta, Asher Yishar Koach Sheshibarta. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a haskama about what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He didn't ask Hashem. He threw down the luchot. When he saw the egel, vayashlech miyadav et haluchot, vayishaver otam tachat ahar, asher shibarta, yishar kochacha sheshibarta. It's good that you broke them. From here we learn, bitula zui kiyuma. What is bitula zui kiyuma, Rabotai? Sometimes we need to press the reset button. Sometimes in order to gain a higher level of da'at, we have to be mevatel the da'at. We have to take away our da'at in order to gain a new da'at. You know what that means? In this upcoming week's parasha, in parashat Vayakel Pikudei, count how many times, I don't know how many, but count. How many times it says, Ka'asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Vayas et ha-shulchan, Ka'asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Vayas et ha-menorah, Ka'asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Like Hashem commanded Moshe Rabben. Like, what is this Ka'asher tziva Hashem et Moshe? This came as a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel, the core of the sin of the Chet HaEgel was Am Yisrael thought that they could serve Hashem with their own ideas. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lo yelecha pese, that you should not make Elohim acherim al panai. You think they wanted to do Avodah Zarah? They didn't want to do Avodah Zarah. But they see Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down. So what are we going to do? Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish. Where is he? We have to do something. So they came up with an idea. We're going to have a representative. And that representative is going to be this Egel. And Ele Elohecha Yisrael Asher Elucha Meretz Mitzrayim. What do you think they meant when they said Ele Elohecha Yisrael? They thought this Egel took them out of Mitzrayim? They weren't that dumb. It's impossible for them to mean that. What they meant was, this is a representative of Hashem who took us out of Mitzrayim. And that's where we're going. And we're going, this was the way in those days, that was a normal thing to do, to have a symbol as something that represents Hashem, and we're going to direct our tefillah towards its direction. That's how it was. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can't do that. It doesn't matter what intentions you have. Hashem said, Lo yelecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo ta'aseh lecha pesel kol temuna. You're not supposed to do that. You come up with your own ideas. that means that you still have this notion that to serve Hashem, I can serve Hashem with my own ideas. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Va'anachnu lo neda. We're not going to know how we're going to serve Hashem ad bo'enu shama. Paro had his own ideas. He said, you know what? Here, take these animals. Or can I come with you? And he had his own. He says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu said, please, don't give us animals and don't give us your ideas. We have no idea how we're going to serve Hashem ad bo'enu shama. Which means, bitul hadah. Na'aseh v'nishma means first, na'aseh. I'm not going to think about how I understand it, how it fits in with my mind, how it fits in with my imagination. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's na'aseh. Na'aseh, and then you know what? The magic happens after that. When a person is mevatel his da'at to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has a true nishma. Then he really is able to understand. You know why? That's why it says, Gadol ha-metzuveh ve'oseh, you tell me, Mishe'eno metzuveh ve'oseh. Greater is the one who is commanded, and he does, more than the one who volunteers. And everyone, right away when they hear this statement, what's the obvious question? What do you mean? If someone does something on his own and volunteers to serve Hashem, isn't that greater than someone who was forced into it and was commanded and does it only because he was commanded? So there is a famous answer to that. Everybody knows that when a person is commanded, there's more yetzer hara, right? Many times you catch yourself fasting in the middle of the day, you didn't realize that you didn't eat. Up until 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you didn't eat. But when there is a tzom, when there is a ta'anit, already 10 o'clock, you realize you didn't have your morning bagel, right? Already you realize, oh my goodness, how am I going to make it throughout the day? What happened? Many times you don't realize. Many times if it was on your own, you would do it. But because there is a tzivui, because now you are obligated, so now the yetzer hara comes up with his whole story. So that's Gadol ha-metzuveh ve'oseh. The one who is metzuveh has to fight more of a yetzer hara. But this same tirutz is a little bit deeper than we think. Gadol ha-metzuveh ve'oseh. When someone is doing because he is commanded, to a certain degree, it's on a higher level than when a person does on his own. Why? Because when someone does something on his own, he's following his own ratzon. Yes, he's trying to figure out a way how to serve Hashem. But this is his own will. It's his own nedivut. So there is a enochiyut. There is some kind of selfishness there. There is still the ani. There is the I. Gadol ha-metzuveh ve'oseh. When someone does only because he's commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because he understands, not because he wants to. How many times a bachur comes to class or to Bet Midrash, says, Rebbe, I don't know, I don't have cheshek to learn today. I don't have a cheshek. So please, so he's expecting the Rebbe to come up, you know, pull out of his pocket some kind of last minute inspiration, maybe some guitar or some, who knows what, to make him have the cheshek so that now he could be able to learn. I remember my mashgiach telling me, in Mir Yeshiva, he told me, who said you have to learn with a cheshek? Who asked you? You have to learn regardless. It's very nice. Oh, it's definitely great that when you learn Torah, you should learn with ahava, you should learn with a cheshek, with a desire to learn, no question about it. But does that mean that on a day that you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you don't have such a desire, so now what? Now you're patur from learning? You're not patur from learning. You have to learn regardless. It doesn't matter. Nobody asked you if you want or you don't want. That means we take our own da'at and we are mevatel. You know when is the best day to do that? When's the best day to do that? On Purim. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm turning to you all the time. But on Purim, you know why? That's the magic of wine. Guess who talks a lot about wine in Shas? It's a very interesting thing. I don't want to get into it really. But Rava. Rava, you'll find in one place in Masechet Sanhedrin, Rava says, Chamra verechane pikhin. That drinking wine and smelling a good besamim, a good fragrance, pikhin gave me pikhut, opens up my mind. It's Rava who said that. It's Rava who said, Chayavinish levesume bepuraya. And many times we find that he has ma'amarim about wine. What's this thing about wine? What does wine do? You know what it does? It takes away our own da'at. Our own enochiyut. Usually we have inhibitions and, oh no, we're ashamed, don't act like this, they're going to think of you like that, they're going to think of you. a little bit wine, or maybe a little bit more than a little bit, and then all of a sudden there is that midah of anava. You don't care how you look, it doesn't matter what you say. Nichnas yain, yatsa sod. So you know what happens with the drinking of wine, Rabotai? Questions that normally we have about the midat hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow are put to rest with wine. That's the secret of Ad Delo Yada Ben Aru Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. Aru Haman means when there are troubles, when it's not going so easy, when you have a lot of questions. How could it be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want me to do this, but it's not. You're not working out with me. You're not helping me out. Baruch Mordechai, that's good. When Mordechai has his bracha, when everything's going smoothly, there's no questions. Very nice. But when there is Chas V'Shalom, when there are some times of Aru Haman in our life, so then we come up with our questions. How could it be? We don't understand. We have Sfekot. Comes along the wine. The wine gives a certain type of Rachvut Hada. It opens up the mind. You know, in Hebrew, Kos Yain. If you take the word Kos, it's Kaf Vav Samech. That's 86. 86 is Begematria Elokim. 86 is Begematria Elokim. Elokim is 86. Elokim is Midat Adin. The Kos of the wine comes and is Mematek, the Midah of Elokim. In fact, also, if you take the Nekudot of Elokim, the Elokim, under Elokim, how many Nekudot do we have?
Under
the Aleph, let's start with the Aleph. Three. Under the Aleph is more than three. Five. There's a segol with a shva, right? So that's five, right? And then you have the dot, which is the cholan. And then you have the dot, which is the chirik. So how many dots do you have? That's seven. Each dot is like a yud. You know, yud is a dot. You know that yud. You know the word in English, dot, comes from the word jot, to jot down. And the word jot comes from the word yod. Yod. Yud is J, and the T is D. So that's how you have it. So yud is a dot, as we know. Yud is a dot. Seven yudim is 70. 70 is begematria yain. Yud, yud, and nun, that's 70. So kos yain comes and is able to be mematek, is able to sweeten the dinim of Elokim. The Shem Elokim is gvurot, is when things are tough, when things are harsh, and we ask questions. Comes along the kos of yain of Purim and puts all those questions away. Ad delo yada ben Arur Haman lebaruch Mordechai. He comes to a level of understanding where the Arur Haman looks almost just the same as Baruch Mordechai. And he realizes that even those hard times, that even when he didn't understand, even when he didn't feel like it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, right there. In fact, many times if we look back into our life, we will find that the springboard for success usually were the hard times. Usually were the times when it didn't work out. And we struggled, and we tried, and we overcame. That was the day that brought about a special bracha that when it comes easy, is not the same type of bracha. That's the da'at of Purim. The da'at of Purim is like what the Chovot Arvavot says, Tachlit da'at shelo neda. The highest form of da'at is when we don't know. When we don't know, meaning when we are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say, Hashem, I don't understand everything, but you know what? I understand that I don't understand. I accept it. A person who lives life like the Ksil. Uksil lo yavin et zot. What's that? Lo yavin et zot. This he doesn't understand. Mashma what? Mashma everything else? Ichaps. Everything else will mevin. Uksil lo yavin et zot. So he comes to you all the time with this zot. All the time with the same question. You know that Ksil with the same question. This one bothers me. With that question. Tzadik ve'ra lo, rasha ve'tov lo. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're going to do, so how come we have bechira? There are certain questions that are the zot of the kesil. Uksil lo yavin et zot. Everything you understand? Everything you understand? What? Imagine, asking such a question is like asking, can you tell me what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking this moment? Is anybody going to come and ask this question? Tell me what Hashem is thinking this minute? To a certain degree, everyone accepts that the idaat is da'at. A person who accepts that he doesn't understand, that's a high level of da'at. And it's mitmatek on the day of Purim, coming into Parashat Parah. Parashat Parah is about Amarti Echkama Vehi Rechoka Mimeni. Shlomo HaMelech said, I thought I had Chokhmah, but I see that it is far away from me. And that is the kapara of Ka'asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. That's the kapara on the Chet HaEgel. Tavo Ha'em V'tekaneach Tzad Bina. How is it possible that something that is Metaher et HaTemeim is Metame et HaTerorim? How is that possible? Amarti Echkama Vehi Rechoka Mimeni. From here we see that Adrabah, in order to come to Pesach, you know when it says, and with this I'm finished, I'm going on, I'm just ranting and raving over here, I apologize. But if you look in Ta'anit Dav Kaftet, where it says, Misha Nichnas Adar, you know who said Misha Nichnas Adar Marvim V'Simcha? What is, no, not Rabbah. But that would be nice. That would be, but it's even better. You know who says Misha Nichnas Adar Marvim V'Simcha? Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Shmuel Bar Shelat. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shelat. Does anyone know why that's significant? You know who's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shelat? Oh, he's only the great-great-grandson of Haman. The Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin says that Mibnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah Bibnei Brak. That's a statement in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Now, if you look in the En Yaakov, we don't have this girsa in the regular Gemara. The regular Gemara, I think it's Tzadik Dalet, in Perek Chelek, where it says that Mibnei Banav Shel Haman Lamdu Torah Bibnei Brak. That's all it says. But if you look in the girsa in En Yaakov, it says Uman Hu, and who Umanin Hu, who is it? Rav Shmuel Bar Shelat. Rav Shmuel Bar Shelat was known to be the one who is from the descendants of Haman. And what came out of his mouth? Misha Nichnas Adar Marvim Besim. Can you imagine full circle? How everything comes full circle? Haman started the circle, right? He started. He thought he's going to go a different direction. Where did we end up? With his grandson telling us that Misha Nichnas Adar Marvim Besimcha. Why did I mention this statement of Misha Nichnas Adar? I mean, we're practically about to leave Adar, and I'm talking about Misha Nichnas Adar. But if you look in Rashi, on Ta'anit Kaftet, where this is mentioned, Rashi says, Misha Nichnas Adar V'Nisan, he says. Why is it Marvim Besimcha? Because these 2 months are months of Nisim. For Am Yisrael, he says Adar and Nisan. So we're still in the Misha Nichnas Adar. So if you want to start singing Misha Nichnas, it's fine, no problem. It's still in Yaneh Deyomah. Because when we're still in the month of Adar, going into Nisan, we are able to taste this wine of Ad Elo Yada, which prepares us for Pesach, which is the Nitzchiyut of Klal Yisrael. The only way we can make it forever and ever is if we are Mevatel our Dad Bitula. Zuhi kiyuma. The kiyum of Am Yisrael is talui in the bitul adah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shavua tov, Rabotai. Shavua tov.